This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, a retired Marine Corps general who was known as a stabilizing force in President Donald Trump's cabinet, will be leaving his job at the end of February. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, Mattis's departure had been expected after Trump announced he was withdrawing U.S. troops from Syria despite opposition from U.S. allies and top U.S. military brass.
He's perhaps the administration's most respected foreign policy official, but struggled amid differences with the president on several issues. The announcement of Mattis's departure comes a day after the president said all U.S. troops will leave Syria, a move critics say will abandon America's Kurdish allies. In his resignation letter, Mattis implicitly criticized the decision, citing the importance of standing up for allies, and said the president has the right to a Pentagon chief whose views are better aligned with his. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Mattis's resignation came against the background of a possible government shutdown. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a funding bill that would avert that shutdown Thursday night, but it is not expected to pass the Senate. The House bill includes $5 billion President Trump requested for a border wall with Mexico. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there's no way that gets through the upper house.
The bottom line is simple. The Trump temper tantrum will shut down the government, but it will not get him his wall.
California Democrat Nancy Pelosi says the president seems to prefer throwing the country into chaos.
Somehow or other, and I don't know what the answer to the question is, the president of the United States prefers to shut government down.
The president, meanwhile, said Thursday that he would not sign a bill that did not include funding for a border wall. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.